This is Bronwyn with Radio IMC LA with a show about California's cruel and unusual three strikes law and what families are doing to amend it. The show today comes from a march and rally held by Families to Amend California's Three Strikes Law, otherwise known by their acronym, FACTS. FACTS was founded by family members of people who have been convicted under California's harsh three strikes law. Most of them are poor people of color, and many are being punished far out of proportion to their crimes, often for petty theft or nonviolent drug and burglary offenses. As you'll hear in today's show, aggressive district attorneys are turning misdemeanors into felonies in order to strike out more people. They're using 10, 20, and 30-year-old felony convictions to put more people behind bars for 25 to life, 27 to life, and 50 to life. Today in California, many murderers are eligible for parole and get out of prison sooner than three strikers convicted of possession of less than $10 worth of a controlled substance. And Governor Gray Davis's no parole policy is keeping people behind bars for longer than they deserve. Many people argue this law is unconstitutional, that it constitutes cruel and unusual punishment, and that it is a violation of human rights. The good news is that the tide is beginning to turn. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has overturned some of the most egregious convictions. Assemblywoman Jackie Goldberg is working on legislation that would put an initiative on the ballot asking voters to amend the Three Strikes Law so that it would not apply to nonviolent offenders. The U.S. Supreme Court has now agreed to hear two Three Strikes cases from California later this year. One where a person received 50 years to life for stealing videotapes in two separate incidents, and one where a person received 25 to life for stealing three golf clubs from a pro shop. These are cases where the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals disagreed with California's law, but State Attorney General Bill Lockyer decided to fight it in the courts. More and more Californians are beginning to learn that the law they voted for because they thought it was going to lock up only the most serious violent criminals, rapists, and murderers is putting away nonviolent people who instead need drug treatment, mental health care, a job, better education, or maybe just a better defense attorney. And they're starting to support the call from FACTS to amend California's three strikes law. FACTS held this march and rally on March 9, 2002, marching from the Westwood Federal Building through Westwood by the UCLA campus and back to the Federal Building for a rally, where many people spoke out in support of amending the Three Strikes Law. FACTS is planning many activities during the month of October to build public awareness for the upcoming Supreme Court case, which will be heard on November 5th. To find out more about what they're planning, log on to www.factsone.com. That's FACTS and the number 1.com. Today's show is in four parts, each running about 15 minutes. In part one, you'll hear sounds from the rally in March. Part two is where you'll hear the stories of several struck out prisoners as told by their families. The last half hour, parts three and four, includes the voices of the many people who spoke out at the rally, including Assemblymember Jackie Goldberg, Fidel Rodriguez of Divine Forces Radio, Green candidate Donna Warren, UCLA student body president Karen Lane, a representative from Congresswoman Maxine Waters' office, several ministers, and the friends and family members of those unjustly imprisoned under the Three Strikes Law. You're listening to Radio IMC LA, a joint project of the Los Angeles Independent Media Center and KIL Radio. LA Indie Media can be found online at www.la.indiemedia.org, and KIL Radio is at www.kilradio.org. Radio IMC LA webcasts every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Time on kilradio.org. If you have an idea for a future show, please contact us at radioimcla@doityourself.com. And now, let's hear the facts about California's Three Strikes Law.
Amen. Shall we pray? Shall we pray? All right. Father God, we come as humbly as we know how today. We come in your sight, and we come in your spirit. And Lord God, we're reminded that without you, we can do nothing.
Without you, we are nothing. And Lord, we're also reminded that you said, despise not humble beginnings. We look and we see the numbers that are here and we wish that there were more. But we thank you that your word said that if you be for us, you're more than the world against us.
Amen.
And we thank you that you said that you're God all by yourself and beside you there's none other. And so we pray now that not only will this rally be blessed, but this entire movement will be blessed to correct that which needs to be corrected. You're a God of justice and a God of peace. You're the God over the oppressed and the God over those who have been wrong. And so we pray now that your power and your spirit will fill this place, will educate our people, will heal our land, and will cause there to be an education about this wrong law. Do what only you can do, and that is anything but fail. And we give you thanks, we give you praise in advance for the overturning of this law so that justice will come down like a mighty water and righteousness like a mighty stream. In Jesus' name we give you thanks and praise. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend
We need to get full support for this. This is a cruel and unusual law, and we must get it changed. We're on the threshold of that happening, but it's going to take all of our support. If it is to be, it's up to us to do it. No one else is going to do it for us. Our family members are depending on us. The people inside the state penitentiaries, they know that we're here today. They know that we're out here, that we're protesting, and that we're in the city of Westwood today. We're not in Leimert Park. We're moving up and forward. So keep up the good work. Those of your family members that didn't come out today, get them out at the next gathering. And we hope that we have a successful day.
These Lakokamatli Ometeot, a language of this land, indigenous land, we just want to remind you that the prisons in this land came from across the ocean. We didn't use jails. We don't have these cages to imprison humans or animals or plants. All those things came from another way. And even when people came from across the ocean, they even brought the people in chains. When they came first here, we offered them, the newcomers, those who were coming for the first time to this Indian land, we offered them two plates. One plate filled with all the living things, seeds, plants, flowers, all the beautiful living things, and another plate with all the material things, pearls, diamonds, all the richness, gold, silver. And they chose the second plate. And from that time, we knew that the light represents nothing for them. Then they brought, as I told you, they brought the brothers and sisters in chain, and to them, the African brothers and sisters, we offer them the same two plates. One with the living things and what the other one with material things. And they choose the plate that represents the life. And since then, we know that we are in the same path, that we all know what life represents, that we can't determine the luck of the human life, that we are in the same struggle. And since then, we have been fighting together for the freedom, because nobody else but the black people and the indigenous people know what freedom is. So we want to say, let's continue, stay united, because only united, the four colors of the skin, the four edges of the life, we can do anything together. Otherwise, we won't have, our children won't have a future. So why are we fighting? For the children. Why are we fighting? For the children. We don't want jails for our children. We want schools. We don't want jails for our children. We want clinicals. We want health services. What we want for our children? We want a dignified life. We don't want them to be shot in the middle of the streets by their own brothers and sisters. We want them to have a future on this indigenous land.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That, you know, we are blessed with this beautiful sun, with the wind, with Mother Earth, with the water. So thank you very much. Take care of the four things for the future.
That we've been had.